Rosifs, a Bachelor proximal show, and we have just finished watching, I believe this was either episode 7 or 8, doesn't matter because we watched it and we're going to talk about it regardless. Mm-hmm. So, house announcements. We had a wonderful pre-4th of July party this weekend.
Yes.
How was it?
Tons of fun.
Yes. Had
a pool, mm-hmm. hamburgers and hot dogs, veggie dogs.
Yep.
Cookies.
Water balloons.
Water balloons that were like the old school water balloons that hurt whenever they throw them at somebody and they don't pop.
Yeah, they don't pop. They just smack you. So that was a great time. We needed that, especially after moving. Mm-hmm. So it was really nice.
Yes.
And yeah, with that, we will get right into the show. I wrote a goal earlier, and it was to have some sort of punishment if Luke's name is brought up more than 10 times. And I think in my notes alone, it was over 20, so I think tomorrow I'm going to have to do, like, 20 Luke push-ups or something like that. Just, it's terrible.
So you do 20 push-ups, like, from your knees?
Oh, you know what, yeah.
Luke push-ups.
I guess that would make them more authentic.
Yeah.
So we start with the dates, pretty much. She is going on a one-on-one with Jed, which I know is going to be really boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyler gets chosen for the other one. First, I am in the other room when this starts, and I realize that listening to the guys kind of talk about their relationships with Hannah from the other room is really creepy for some reason. Like, they all just sound like they're reading some sort of soap opera script that doesn't really say how they feel, but says how a bunch of, I guess, romance novelists would want them to feel about a person, when in real life they would be considered talking, and their friends would be like, I don't know if they're together or not. It's not that serious yet, but they're making it into
quote-unquote talking.
Yeah. Quote-unquote talking. So, the group date, Hannah has on these nice oval sparkly earrings, a red power suit with the crazy chunky silver necklace. She keeps admitting to Jed that she has feelings for everyone and doesn't want to hurt everyone. And this kind of bums Jed out, since he did say he was falling in love with her last week. He just says some blanketed statement like, I want to take some of your drama. And I feel like this is forced. I feel like every guy thinks this is, like, the number one thing to say. And then Hannah talks about their date, how when they're dancing, she has a only person in the room feeling for him. She gives him the rose. Okay, so good that that part's over with, because he's really boring. Mm-hmm. And she says she says could see a good life with him, and that there are signs written in the stars. So we go to commercial after seeing Hannah and Tyler's upcoming one-on-one. How are you feeling about Jed's chances at this point?
Yeah, apparently he's pulling through a lot further than I thought he'd ever get.
Yes. I think even further than the producers thought.
Yeah, but also at the same time, I don't know if this is manufactured because of that. Because there's, like, multiple times where he just keeps hammering on with that, his little music and his songs and stuff. And yes, he is a songwriter, but, I mean, I guess that's all he knows how to do.
It's pretty much all he's pegged as doing on the show, which is kind of a bummer because, I mean, not everyone from Nashville does, like, country music. I feel like it's a huge stereotype about the area. Mm. They have really good chicken. I'm just kidding.
It's true.
And there is some drama going on between Garrett and Luke that's just, it's being forced in here because we have, there's nothing going on. Like, there's seriously just nothing going on while we're able to focus on all this Luke drama. It really is very, it's taking over the mood of the house and all the settings of the house. We get a preview of the screaming scene where they show Garrett pretty much laughing at Luke, because I would be laughing too if someone was ridiculously screaming in my face like that. And then when we get back to the commercial, it's time for Tyler and Hannah's one-on-one, and he arrives in a plaid shirt with some brown boots. Hannah has on some boots that are cute but not practical for horse riding, because that's what they're about to do.
Yep.
And they're really short, so like if the horse gallops a certain way, those boots are gonna slip right off.
Oh yeah, those are some big ass horses too.
Those were big. Were they Clydesdales?
I think maybe.
They looked like
my horses.
But they were very beautiful horses.
Yeah. Equine knowledge.
They come up to a waffle stand, and they're doing this while they're on the horses. I don't know if someone thought this would be cute, or if they didn't think this through logistically, because for them to hand you something on a horse, they're gonna have to bring it around, and then you're gonna jostle the horse a little bit and potentially piss it off. And what's a horse gonna do when you drop cold ice cream on its back?
Probably start just taking off running.
Probably just as anybody would, seriously. So then they both eat herrings on the back of the horse.
Pickled herrings,
which understandably Tyler coughs up. And Hannah is like, you need to man up. It's like, oh, I'm sorry that you're a cereal bug eater and this doesn't faze you. Jeez. Tyler tells her he hates the fact that she's missing opportunities. She keeps grilling him. Basically, just he's tired of her having to end cocktail parties because she's upset about one thing, and it's not very, there's no room for interpretation as to what that thing is. And then when we get back to the night portion of their date, she has on a deep long sleeve white dress. Tyler has on a deep purple velour suit with a black button down, and they reflect on their date. Tyler says he appreciates her digging for info because he has a hard time going up, opening up based on what his parents went through. Hannah kind of shares that with him as well. She gives him the rose. Before that, he drops the I feel like I'm falling in love with you, and then she gives him the rose, and then they leave in a horse and carriage. They don't have to ride or steer the horses themselves this time, oddly enough.
That's probably for the better.
That's probably for the better.
Because there's multiple times where they're not digging their heels in, and they're just, and the horses make backing up because they're leaning too far.
Yeah.
Like, back.
I don't think they give them as much tutorial about horses as they should before doing that. Plus, they need a handler with them, because when two people pay for that experience, there's a handler that, if is not walking by them, is riding by them.
Yeah.
So I think it's really weird that they kind of gave them these, like, elite horses to just steer around with no direction, because as you can see, the horses were like, well, I don't know what you want from me. Yeah. Like, just turn it around.
I'm sure they're probably tame as hell.
But that date was fun looking, though.
Sure.
I would, not in the middle of a square while trying to eat food, but just riding the horses in general, and then eating dinner after, that would be really fun.
Yeah, it'd be great if you had some sabers to go with the horses.
Some what?
Sabers. Swords.
Oh, yeah. Just charging through the square like, yeah. They joust one another as a date.
Oh, God.
That would be really bad, but also incredibly entertaining. So when we get back from the commercial, Mike is chosen for the one-on-one. They make it a point to ask Connor specifically, who has not had a true one-on-one. He did hang out with Hannah after she got out of the hospital that one day. But they make it a point to ask him how he's feeling about not getting one. And of course he's like, I don't know, this isn't great. And then he breaks down, and he gets up, he leaves the room. And then he goes to talk to Hannah, and she admits that he is not as strong on the group dates, and he is fading in the background, and then he leaves. So,
oh, she made up her mind.
She had made up her mind
a long time ago.
Yeah.
She had the I don't give a fuck like face on, and she's like, sorry, this is it, this is how it is, bye.
Yeah, she told him straight up, she was like, I like other people in the house more than you. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he is gone, and then we get back to Hannah in a pink leather jacket, and Mike has on an oversized cable knit dad cardigan that he has repeated from a few weeks on their one-on-one, and they have to draw each other as models, which is I think that would be a pretty fun date. They ultimately get drawn by, like, the professional artist. I think that was super cool. Like, I would want to do that one day. That was really neat. So, the professional does their portrait, and she, they kind of show, like, the mock-up of it, and then they cut to Mike referring to Hannah vaguely as his quote-unquote wife, which Hannah makes a not-feeling-it face. I just, at this point, why do you think he thinks their connection is so strong? They give me friend vibes.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably the only actual, like, real person on this show.
Yeah.
That I could be like, that I could like say, like, it doesn't seem like he's like putting on a huge act.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had these friend vibes, and it's like, I would like to see him win because he doesn't seem like a fake person. And then now that I've like come to realize, like, oh, Hannah herself is kind of a fake person, so she deserves a fake person.
Yeah, she's trying to make too many people happy instead of just herself.
Yeah, she has, I don't know, she seems like she's ready to grab a hold of somebody that she can take a ride on.
Yeah.
And just coast.
Coast. Just going along.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does kind of want to just relocate immediately to where that person is, which is...
Well, I mean, she does live with her parents, so yeah, that would make anybody want to relocate.
Yes, very true. I've lived through that. So we get back.
Everybody's lived through that pretty much.
That's true, yeah. That is your adolescence up until young adulthood. But for some people, yikes.
Yeah.
R.I.P. We get back and we get the somber music, which in the Bachelor world means this person is going home. And it's late enough in the show that we kind of care, but like, whatever. So the barometric pressure just drops. We can tell he is leaving. He walks up and they have the he's going home audio clips of him just talking about Hannah being his wife and being his fourth queen, and he's pretty delusional about this.
Yeah, he is totally lying to himself because he's like, I'm still in there, I still got it. And then and the ground drops out from underneath him.
Yeah, he's not a very much of a realist in this experience. Maybe in real life, but this,
yeah,
his radar was way off. So
yeah,
they go through these clips. Hannah's waiting at the top of the stairs, and she's got that like, oh, here it comes face. She starts to cry. She walks Mike to what will ultimately be his end. And she talks about walking through the art gallery, the art impacting her, and reminding her of this experience. And I kind of know what this feeling is like, where you go through something that's really nice, mm-hmm, but then you have something weighing you down, whether it's a job or a relationship with a friend or ex or like family drama, and you're looking at this beautiful art, but you're distracted and you're like, you know, this would be nicer if I didn't have that thing looming over me. Like, why don't I just get rid of that thing? So she had one of those, like...
Epiphanies,
yeah, that I don't think would have happened if she wasn't touring that museum. So that was interesting.
Hmm.
And she says she's not okay. She cries and she talks about all the things Mike has told her throughout the show. And she knows she's not his fourth lady. And then she takes a big sigh, like, breath of relief. You could tell she's like, whew, I said that, now he can get out of here. And Mike takes it exceptionally well. He doesn't try to just walk through the forest and come back into the mansion and plead with her like some people. And I'm trying to figure out while he's going home if he's getting the Bachelor edit or not. And I think he's getting the edit, but he's not going to get the Bachelor. Like, he's just not going to be the Bachelor.
What do you mean by the Bachelor edit?
So the Bachelor edit is when anyone who is maybe in the top six, they've even gone that far, top six or higher, is pretty close to the lead, and they go home at a point where they have enough followers and enough love from the fans that they might end up being the actual Bachelor on the next season. Because this show doesn't really pull new people to be the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. They just pull from the contestants over time. So sometimes if they don't have someone from the newest season, it's a big recycling thing. Yeah, the only new people they bring in are the contestants. So next season, whatever guys go home and whichever guy gets picked for the Bachelor will date a whole new group of girls. Hmm. But it'll be a guy that we saw from this season.
Okay.
So Hannah is the Bachelorette because she was on Colton's season, who lost on Becca's season, who lost on Ari's season, because Ari picked Becca, got engaged to her, and then said, oh no, I want to be with Lauren instead, never mind. Like, all I do is think about her when I'm with you. Ouch. But yeah, I could trace it all the way back, so it's a very big recycling
thing. It's like some biblical chain of, like, Ari begat, like, Sophia, and Sophia begat.
The dowry was bestowed, and yeah, thus she descended upon the land.
That was...
the Bachelor Mansion.
There's a whole entire biblical chain there.
Very, like, much so.
Abraham begat Ari, and
it's a big thing. They're Ashley and Jade,
Ashley and Jade.
Tanner. Oh my gosh.
Tanner. Okay.
Yeah. So Mike thanks Hannah for being honest, which, you know, that had to be pretty hard for her. This is late enough in the game. But yeah, the bachelor edit, I don't think he's gonna be the bachelor, but nice try, dude. So we get back to the house. Luke, Peter, and Garrett are sitting around waiting to see if Mike will come back. He does not. So then Tyler and Luke just keep bickering. It's too much. Like, it's so dumb at this point. But Tyler does have good points. Luke is just trying to ride this pseudo villain, unaware villain wave for as long as he can.
Well, no matter what you have, you're always gonna need like a bad boy, and he's obviously being coaxed into probably being the bad boy, and also he
Yeah.
has no problem being the bad boy.
No.
So that's his role. That's what he's fulfilling, and that's why he's lasted this long, and that's why he keeps lasting this long,
Yeah.
because this show always needs a good bad boy to cause trouble.
Exactly, because without it, it's just a bunch of, oh, they're nice guys, and then it's
Yeah.
not that interesting. And Garrett is so. Garrett only speaks up when Tyler is in the room, or someone bigger than Garrett is in the room to be, like, the main, like, the bad cop. But
Yeah.
he's not even being good cop, he's just being, like, parasite cop.
I just thought about why don't they have the Bachelorette WWE edition? Because it's still drama, and it's
Yeah.
still acting, and it's
They should
still.
fight each other every
Yeah,
week.
they're. I mean, technically, right now, Luke is the heel.
He is. Yeah.
I think that's
I
the
could
term.
see him wearing like a sparkly outfit with a cape, and then the cape being his demise.
Well, it has to be a tiny cape.
A tiny cape for a
Yeah.
tiny man. Just kidding, 5'8's not that tiny, but when he's attached to it, he might as well be tiny. Ugh, so Jed tries to insult Luke. That fails for Jed, even though Luke is unlikable, he still just is like, Jed, you're not scary, just shut up. Then there's a 3-on-1, which is weird. Peter, Garrett, and Luke all go on a date with Hannah, which means one guy will go home. Hannah looks like Hank's wife, Marie, from Breaking Bad. She has on a full purple Arizona Housewife ensemble. Garrett
Oh, and
looks
floral pants.
and floral pants, yes, with some purple on them.
Yep.
Garrett's outfit was bad. Would you go on a, like, okay, I understand a date if we're gonna just go eat Asian food and chill, but like, we're in another country and you're wearing a turtleneck
Windbreaker. Yeah, it was
windbreaker.
pretty bad.
That was bad. I was like, did he forget to get dressed the rest of the way, or?
I don't know, but it did not look good.
No.
I thought he was about to go for a jog and then go meet up with some people to do some heroin somewhere.
Not even like yoga or Pilates, just straight to
Yeah, he's gonna go for a
heroin.
jog and then go do some heroin. That's what
Hey guys, gotta go hop around the corner real quick. Gotta go meet a guy up a flight of stairs.
go meet my man. Grab some of that H.
Hit the plug. So Luke immediately goes to tattling on all the guys to Hannah. She is sick of this shit. Luke's bad
Okay.
attitude. Luke is fake news.
Oh man, he was like snitching at everybody about like they're being mean to me
It
and
was
stuff.
Joseph took my toy, and then he said I was dumb, and then
And
that was Luke, basically.
he went at me with his tongue and his. It's like that was all he was doing, literally.
He said I was
You were right.
stupid. You said not to say the S
Yeah,
word. Yeah,
he
that's.
lied.
He lied. Oh, I missed that. That was funny. Kids take lying so seriously. It's so hilarious. So, Luke is fake news. Garrett, that windbreaker thing is awful. Gosh, just in the gym or, like, not. Or grocery shopping. The gym and grocery shopping, but not on this date. So Luke is talking in circles. Hannah is just so tired. She's believing this. And then she sits down to talk to Garrett. They immediately start talking about Luke. They show Luke in the background gratuitously showing bologna slices into his mouth. This drama is not interesting.
Yeah, today had a lot of marketing for bologna.
It really did.
Like, I hope some bologna stocks went up in the market today from the Bachelorette.
We'll go to H-E-B and they're like,
so much.
We are out of bologna thanks to the live streaming of The Bachelor on ABC.
The Bachelorette, like, caused the inventory to drop.
The surge and drop of bologna.
The bologna market crash of
2019.
Yeah.
we get back
to. After this is all over, some of those guys need to get, like, especially Luke, needs to get pelted with bologna. That'd be funny.
Cannoned. Yeah. Then we get back from the commercial, and these baby girls are still bickering. Garrett catches Luke lying about what he said about Garrett's date. Luke screams at Garrett while he laughs. He's the angriest short man in khakis I have ever seen. He says, this is bologna, and throws the bologna on Garrett. There's a lot of food throwing this season. First, it was chicken nuggets.
Yeah, what's funny is, like, they keep throwing, like, the, like, stereotypical, like, broke people's food. Chicken nuggets and bologna?
Yeah.
Is it going to be like white bread next time? Tyson chicken
nuggets. The bologna, the nuggets, it's all a trend. This altercation is boring as fuck. But they have no verbal or physical intimidation skills. Like, I'm not impressed with this fight at all. Like, they could really get at each other.
It was just a lot of thousand-yard stares or, like, swarmy grins at each other. Like, kind of just overconfident.
Yeah.
Like, bullshitting grins. It's like whenever something is too uncomfortable, as Garrett Denny is. He was given that really uncomfortable, but I'm going to smile to try to make you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, he's always masking.
Yeah, there you go, masking.
He's very weak. I have had bigger fights than this in high school, like playing tennis than this. So that is saying a lot, because tennis is very non-confrontational.
Yeah, I wish just there was like a little bit of like some like good like comebacks and insults thrown instead of like dropping bologna in another person's lap and saying, here, this is what you have a lot of, bologna.
Yeah, they need to be able to dish it back. Like, they need to be able to be like, you dumb, long chin, no sense having dumbass or something, I don't know.
Yeah, be like, motherfucker, get out of my face.
Get out of my face, ho.
Or after this show, we'll have to step on the alley.
Be like, catch me outside.
Yeah.
Peter storms off after finding out that Luke has caused more drama. I do feel bad for Peter because he's over this. He does the right thing here and he's like, dude, are y'all pissing off Hannah again? I haven't even talked to her yet. Like, we just talked about this last night that you wouldn't do this. And we're like, same, Peter. Like, we don't know why Luke's so stupid. Yeah.
Well, he's 13 years old.
He is. They're all 13. Good move, Peter. He asks how she feels about coming to meet his family. Completely changes the subject from the drama, which, again, smart move. Just change the subject, and Hannah will appreciate it. And she gives the 3-on-1 rose to Peter. The hometown dates are confirmed at this point as Peter, Jed, and Tyler. So between Luke and Garrett, we're going to find out who's the fourth. They have another stare off. Luke tells Garrett that he looks nice. Luke then sits down with Hannah and then uses his time to talk about sports, drinking, and chasing fleshly desires.
Yes.
What year is this?
I don't know, but he took it, like, back to, like, the 1600s of
This is pre-Enlightenment, like, this is bad. Yeah, this is extremely...
You could word that better.
overtly oppressive, like, biblical talk, so...
Fleshly desires?
Like what, eating meat? I don't understand. He...
Did you eat humans? Is that
what you're talking? Luke's a cannibal. So, yeah, this appealed to Hannah's faithful side from his confession, and Peter comes back to the house. The guys are happy to see him. Tyler's jeans. We have a theory. I think that he is buttering, they're giving him butter.
He's rubbing baby oil on them thighs to slip into those jegging jeans that he's always wearing. It's pretty bad.
Loves those tight cocaine dealer jeans. Those like trust fund yacht kid jeans.
Yeah, and at the same time, it looks like he's pretending to play Hulk. He's like cuts in them and looks like he's trying to burst.
He's
out
like
of that
flexing
shit.
His legs, but if he flexes too hard, the seams are gonna pop.
I think that's what he wants.
So, pretty much, Garrett goes home, and you know what? Garrett going home was so uneventful. I didn't write a single thing about it. I had to remind myself that it happened. Tyler's jeans being so perplexingly oppressive to his junk and legs. And they have to leave lines, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how uncomfortable those jeans look was so distracting. I forgot to write notes about Garrett going home, but he does. He tries to cry. It's not impressive.
It
fails catastrophically. And, so we get some clips of next week where we finally get some hometowns and then the altercation between Hannah and Luke. And I have to say, it's pretty weird that they showed that because it's kind of a spoiler in a way.
Yeah.
So maybe the show is so aware that Luke is so atrocious that they have to give everyone, like, reason to lay off on social media. Because social media did get crazy with how everything's been going. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that Hannah should have gotten a lot of hate for her naked bungee jump because, I mean, technically she's just doing what the people do over there as, like, a fun thing.
Did she get that much hate?
Yeah, she got a lot. So, like, she had to make...
Well, Jesus still loves her.
Jesus does still love her. She had to make a big Instagram post, like, saying, you know, people were saying that she was a bad example for Christians, and I'm like, you know, Christians do leave the house and do things. Like, they're not just in their house reading the Bible going, oh, and, like, lighting candles and doing whatever y'all think these people that don't sin are doing. So I think the hate was unwarranted.
Mm-hmm.
Luke P is atrocious. He's not getting a bad edit. He's just a bad person. That's really all it is. Everyone could stand to just be a little bit less judgmental of the girl, because she does do some silly things, but she is trying. She's not a bad person, so I don't think calling her a bad example for anything is cool. That's not nice.
She's just dumb.
She's just... Okay. She graduated from school, but, like, she just is, I think, maybe emotionally not fully cooked yet. Like, it's like a hard-boiled egg on the understanding of what she wants versus what she needs versus what she has to do and the sacrifices she has to make. All that's not connecting right now. So it's one...
No, she's young. She's
it's one soft-boiled egg. And
she's still trying to figure stuff out.
She's trying to figure stuff out, and she's not doing anything bad other than keeping Luke, which is, like, that's really the worst thing. Like, if people want to get on to her, like, I understand that part, but,
something
like...
Something tells me it's, like, she would have got rid of him a while ago, unless, like, he is really genuinely fooling her, and it's not because the producers probably said something.
No, he's fooling her, and it's because of the environment there, and, like, the... Yeah, this is the toughest situation because it's the longest that someone who's problematic has stayed, but it is what it is.
Okay.
We will be back next week to find out more.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on all of this that happened this week?
Okay, well, I think that it was inevitable that Mike was going to go.
Yeah. And that's nothing against him, it's just they didn't have a strong connection. Super clear.
Yeah. I knew that Connor was gonna go. He's just way too baby-faced. He's more baby-faced than
Peter, yeah.
And nobody wants to be having sex with their little brother. So, he just looks like a little brother. And it's just like...
Yeah, it's bad.
Sorry, dude. And, like, just, you know... Go get some scars on your face, come back.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Just toughen up a little bit, man.
Yeah, and then Garrett leaving, that's fine.
Yeah,
me,
we're good with that. Ooh.
I've come to accept that, like, Luke is the villain and the bad guy, so they're going to keep him around for just, like, for people to go, ooh, and scrunch their fists.
And get mad, yeah.
Yeah, get mad, and then be like, I hope he loses.
Yeah, it'll be fun when he does.
Yeah, it's just like I was saying, it's just like wrestling, like the heel in wrestling, whatever that is, like the villain, that one that causes the drama for the good guy to come out and, like,
yeah.
and beat him up and be like, you don't own this ring. Yeah. But I hope, like, I hope Luke P goes in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what they're kind of alluding to, but I don't know.
That's what the build-up's for.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not quite sure yet. I don't really know this show except for a couple episodes I watched.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on, but I would definitely say that he's probably going to be going next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be Tyler and Jed.
It'll right? be Tyler, Jed, and Peter.
Oh, that's right, Peter. I keep forgetting about Peter.
It's very easy, too.
Yeah, he's not very memorable.
No. He is a pilot, though.
Yeah, he'll keep reminding you about that.
They found out for Delta Airlines, so that's pretty dope. I mean, he does get the perks, but yeah, it's just
word.
A little bit forgettable. Alright, so my thoughts, I just think Jed is gross.
Yeah.
Like, literally, even if he doesn't have a girlfriend, he just bothers me. I just fundamentally bothered.
Forehead's too big.
His forehead is too big. It's enormous. And then, yeah, bye Connor. Boring. Bye Mike. You'll do fine. Whatever.
You're fine, dude. You're better off.
You're better off, yeah. I think, if anything, out of who has gone home, the only person that they might, and I mean might, try to make The Bachelor at this point, not a spoiler, just out of who has already gone home, I think it would be Mike, but we gotta give it a few more weeks because it'll probably be one of the next few guys who goes home, and we'll find out who that is when we come back next week. And we thank you all for joining us. Thank you to our listeners who are in Canada and Mexico. That is really cool. And thank you also for 100 listens officially. We passed that mark, and that's been really exciting. So, yeah, we look forward to coming back next week, and hope you have a safe and happy 4th of July. Please, your pets don't like the fireworks nearly as much as you guys do, and neither do your babies. So just keep that in mind.
And also have a happy 4th of July in Mexico and Canada, even though that is not... doesn't involve America whatsoever.
You guys don't care at all.
But still have a good 4th
of
July.
Have a shot for us. Have a shot for us. Okay.
Pray for us.
Pray for
America.
All right. Bye. Bye. 4th. 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 Spizzing on these hoes.